Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
I mean, we all talked about it, and me and Floops talked about it with the captains, and just got to stay in the house next time. I mean, I'm not going to say sorry for what I said, but at the same time, it should have just stayed in the house, but I said what I said.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's our guy, DJ Moore. He was with us, as he is every Monday, and answered some tough questions. And, you know, he said later on, as he talked about that, he said, well, I answered questions.
He was just answering our questions.
Truthfully.
So, yeah, I don't we were trying to lure him into any trap. I don't think he feels that way at all. He was candid. He was direct. He was succinct.
But he was told no longer to answer our questions?
I don't know if he was told that. I'd be surprised if he's much different. I'm really not worried about DJ Moore on Mondays at 8 o'clock. I think he will be a professional. He's a consummate pro. He always calls in. 7:59, boom.
Unbelievable.
Accountable himself. I should have done this. I should have done that. He'll sound appropriately remorseful.
I got to tell you, there's a lot of word salad with Shane Waltrip. He's not a guy that gets in front of the media and is cracking wise and giving you. He's not succinct. In other words, he will answer all aspects around a question as opposed to answering a question. There is very little clarity that comes from his answers.
I don't disagree, but I do think that Luke Getsy was pretty good behind the microphone.
Yeah, he was
good. And pretty bad in the booth.
Okay.
And I don't know.
At least I knew what he was thinking.
Yes. Okay. He definitely provided more clarity. And Luke Getsy was actually somebody who was strong with communication skills. I think that's why you saw him get a job pretty quickly after leaving Chicago. How's he doing in Vegas anyway? And they're not.
I don't think they're doing very well.
No, I don't either.
Yeah, but they're not going to trade Max Crosby, so you can cross him off your list.
So I'm going to stop paying attention to the Raiders.
Yeah.
If they're not going to trade Max Crosby, why watch? I really.
Is the only reason you were watching?
The Raiders?
Yeah.
They don't have Jimmy Garoppolo anymore. They don't have. Now, if they're not trading Max Crosby.
What happened to Jimmy?
He's with the Rams.
I know.
But yeah, that was the reason to watch the Raiders.
Dustin's guy.
That's Dustin's guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Why didn't we book him the week of the Rams game anyway?
Dustin couldn't get to him.
I think coming back home, that was kind of an oversight.
He wouldn't take the dollar bill that I tried to write the hotline number on to get him to call in.
Dustin attempted to give Jimmy a dollar at a bar in where?
Elmhurst?
Yep. Well, and, if it wasn't a
he wrote
20.
The hotline number on it. Well, was it? I mean, it's a cutesy moment. And we appreciate it.
What? What's David? David?
You think I'm going to give Jimmy Garoppolo a $20 bill?
Why? Why not? If you want him to call in, we
could expense
you.
It.
We would cover you.
I was told he doesn't need your money.
Wow. I'm so glad that you're over that.
Yeah.
However many years ago that was.
So is Mully. He was still a patriot. This is when he was.
Oh, yeah. You guys need to move on.
This is when he was on
mean?
The verge of signing.
I have. All I mentioned is that Dustin has an issue. That's what I remember. I don't remember anything about any negative. I have no negative thoughts about Jimmy Garoppolo.
I was the only one in a very crowded bar. Mm-hmm. That knew, other than these other two guys, one of which was the owner of the bar, that knew that that was Jimmy Garoppolo. I asked three of my buddies, do you know who that is? Well, who?
That must have been a long time ago then.
And they were like, no way that's him. I'm like, it's him. So then I went over there, and these two guys are like, I'm like, listen. And I used some choice words. I said, I'm the only other one other than you three that knows this is him. So if you don't want to make a scene, let's just play along nice.
Whoa! Tough guy.
Yeah, I mean.
Bar muscles.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He had a couple of them, apparently.
It. All right. Well, I
drink Bud Light.
But now Jimmy Garoppolo walks into a bar. Everybody knows
he
who
buys
he
drinks.
Is.
Yeah,
he buys drinks.
That's a very funny joke.
He's strikingly handsome.
Jimmy Garoppolo walks into a bar. It's a great setup for a joke.
I don't know why there's always been this disdain for Jimmy G. show. It's very uncomfortable.
I have no disdain for him at all.
It makes me very uncomfortable.
Yeah, you have like a little bit of a kind of a
bro crush on him. Did you just listen to the story?
He has a vendetta against him. Don't drag me into it.
This is a young man who, when he was at Eastern Illinois.
It's a great story. Like
Eastern Illinois people, they're very earthy and down to
Mike
earth.
Mike Shanahan.
Yes, exactly.
There's an example.
Yeah. So Jimmy Garoppolo was terrific.
Ryan Pace.
He had, I don't know, the statistics, went down, did a column on Jimmy G, always pulled for him, always wanted him on this radio station, on this show.
Sure.
And then never been able to pull it off.
You found out that Dustin had
what am I doing here? I left the newspapers for this? This guy.
Yeah. So when you were at the newspapers, you would give a $20 bill to get the interview. Okay, now it's all crystal clear. You throw it through the expense account.
See,
all
here's right, the there thing. There we go. Dustin, he will give everyone half a chance, but just the one half. And that's it.
But it's almost
is he barred from the airways, Dustin?
I'm sure
he doesn't
know
that.
And that bar, by the way, no longer open in Elmhurst.
Oh, see that owner.
See that owner.
He
wouldn't play ball.
He messed with the wrong cat.
We digress. Back to the Bears.
Yeah.
I think what we heard from DJ Moore, what we're going to hear from Shane Waldron, what we're going to hear from, I think, the locker room collectively, one thing that everyone can agree on, I think, at House Hall this week and in Chicago this week, this is a must-win for the Bears. If they win on Sunday, much of this negativity, much of this rhetoric and concern, much of what we have spent the last few days discussing and dissecting and sifting through will slowly dissipate and disappear. If they lose, it will linger.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. Like, I disagree. Dustin said earlier that it wouldn't linger if they won. Let me tell you something. If you get to the end of the year and you have a bad record, or everything isn't as peachy as you hoped it would be, that game will be front and center if indeed there is a career obituary written about the head coach.
There's no doubt about that.
That will always be something on his resume.
See, that's why you're exactly right. That's why I felt like yesterday was bigger than we're making it out to be. And that's why yesterday I feel like, and I used the words during the pick six, I was underwhelmed.
Yes.
And I was a little disappointed because I don't think he met the moment. And I think it was a big one. And I know it's easy for media people to say, you know, Wednesdays and the podium, and we overstate the significance of some of these opportunities. But yesterday was a missed opportunity for Matt Eberflus to assert himself as a leader you trust.
I totally agree with that. And when we were talking about it yesterday, I was pretty strong about what he needed to do.
You were.
His own reputation.
Right.
And then Dan Bernstein is portraying me as you tried to fire everyone, you tried to end the team.
That's noise, Molly.
No. I was saying this. He needs a moment of strength here.
Yes.
He needs to tell his captains, hey, I don't want to hear that anymore. I don't want that to be out publicly. You got a problem to do. Apparently, he did do that. And he needs to talk to the cornerback and let him know what's what. And I suggested don't start him in the game. I think you wanted to bench him, and I got there.
Well,
but I was saying don't start him. Show that you are using some kind of discipline. Show not just him, but the team, his teammates, hell, the league.
Anybody. Anybody that cares,
like the football coach.
If there's somebody out there who you care about what they think of you as a football coach, as a leader, if you care about your reputation, protect it. And exactly. I know you want to protect your players, but you also, as a head coach, have a reputation you have to protect.
Yes.
Our role, you know, we can differ on the extent of the discipline, but I think we both agreed that they have to do something. I could accept it if Tyrique Stevenson doesn't start on Sunday. That's a gesture. That's him getting through or trying to send a message, make a statement about accountability.
Yes.
He's got to do something. He cannot do nothing.
You have to show that you are the man in
charge. That's all that matters.
And it would help to win the bloody game, and that's the only way the conversation changes.
And we'll move on from that.
But it'll be there.
Well, it'll be there because
they had some bad losses last year. I get it. You get to the end of the year and you're kind of like, well, if it wasn't for the 0-4 start, well, they would have done this and that. You can't live your life like that, because right now they are what is the wacky 0-16 on Sundays?
They haven't won a road game on a Sunday since December 26, 2021.
What? Yes. What is that?
What is that?
That's got to be the worst statistic I've ever heard about a football
team. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if the Bears go on the road this weekend, try to button things up, try to really pay attention to detail,
yes,
maybe change the way they approach,
you would hope so,
the road trip, and they are going to be locked in because they have to be. The sense of urgency surrounding this game could not be higher in the context of this season. You lose this game, you may lose the season. You win this game, and you can start over.
All right, we got a lot to get to. The Bulls are unbeatable. We got to get to the fact that they're a winning organization.
They're 3-2. Let's slow down.
They are headed to the playoffs.
They're 3-2.
If the season ended.
We got a lot of calls, though.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. We're going to get to your calls next. Mully and Haw on the score.